you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
We have in the program
one of A-League's rising star in the women's division, a recent addition to Sydney Football Club, Ruby Sullivan. Welcome to SBS Filipino.
Thank you, Ruby, for being with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Before we dive in into your football journey, could you please tell our listeners which side of your family has Filipino roots?
So I'm half-half, and so my dad is Australian, and then my mom is Filipino.
With your football journey, can you take us back to how it started? When did it start?
My journey started in under sixes. I have an older brother who is very much into football like I am. And I think seeing him just kicking the ball around in the backyard was kind of what kind of got me started and wanting to play. And then so from under sixes, I joined my local club, which was Hills Hawks. And then from there, I played in a boys team until under nines, where I joined my SAP team, which was Spirit FC in under nines. And then that was my first time playing rep football, and that was with boys as well. So I'd been playing boys from a very young age. And then I played with Spirit under nines until under 15s, still with the boys. And then in 15s, I started playing a little bit with that women's first grade. That was when I made my debut. And then after that, 15s was last year, and I signed my first contract with Sydney last year. And then I've been at Sydney, and I've just come back into the Spirit NPL recently.
So football is basically a sport you grew up with?
Pretty much, yeah. Ever since I was young, since a baby, I had a ball at my feet, since like when I could remember. So yeah.
Apart from your brother, Jacob, who plays for Northwest Sydney, is there anyone else in the family who plays football? Does your dad used to play football?
He actually didn't. He was more of a tennis kind of guy, but I think he's always been a football fan. He just never played it himself.
How about your mom?
She wasn't really too into any sports, honestly. She kind of just like, she would hear about them here and there. She'd be a little bit interested, but there was never a sport where she was fully focused in on.
As a young girl who started playing football at a very young age and with boys, did you ever feel intimidated playing a sport which was used to be dominated by male? Although nowadays we know that the dynamics have already changed.
I think it was always a scary environment, an intimidating environment to be in at first. I think under nines, I struggled a bit just with confidence playing with boys, just because, you know, it's, oh, you're a girl, we don't want to pass the ball to you kind of thing. And since I didn't have any other girls on my team, it was kind of hard to make friends. But I think slowly as I grew up, and then sometimes a couple more girls would be in the teams, which would make it a lot better for me. But especially in 13s, 14s, I became really close with my boys' team. They had a lot of trust in me. I was captain of the team. I think we all just became very close friends, and I'm still very close with those boys to this day. So
probably you've proven them, oh, I can also kick the ball and make a goal.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That is how you started with football. But inside the house, I know that you've mentioned earlier that your mom is not really into any sports. Yeah. But is there sort of, oh, I don't want you to play sports. I want you to be doing these girly things like doing ballet, gymnast, or anything that would usually be for girls?
I think both my parents were very big on me kind of just doing what I love and just going for whatever I wanted to. I think obviously as a child I was very like boyish because me and my brother were very close, and I kind of just wanted to be like a mini him. And so I kind of just followed in his footsteps, and they kind of just said, you know what, like, you just do whatever you want to do. Do what you want, like, and then football, I picked it up, and they were just said, if this is what you want to do, like make it your thing and do it big. So
you started with Sydney FC when you were 14.
That was when I signed my contract. Yep.
Yeah. So it has been 2 years since you started, or you've signed your contract, and you've played recently with the under-20s for the AFC Women's, isn't it? Tell us about that journey.
So with the 20s, I had never been in that space until earlier this year. And because I had never even been in the 17s camp for the Matildas. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of just waiting for my time to get into the 17s. And then I got an opportunity at the Four Nations tournament earlier this year. And it was under a different coach. But then when the next coach came in, Alex, he picked me as well. And then I really got a chance to show myself and prove myself, especially being the youngest in the 20s team, being the only 09 there. It was a little bit intimidating, kind of having to like earn my place there, earn the respect from the girls. But I think it was a very good experience for me to be there, especially that tournament. That was my only second time going overseas. And both times I've been overseas has been for football. But
yeah.
It was a very, very good experience to be there. It was very surreal. So, yeah.
So it's kind of you've skipped a few levels.
Yeah. I think I went to one 17s camp last year, which was just like December last year. And then apart from that, I've been to a couple 17s camp now, like this year after I've been made into 20s.
Being in one of the biggest and popular football club, and being in the National Premier League as well, and recently being able to go overseas and play for Australia for the AFC Under-20s Women's Asian Cup qualifiers, is there any pressure on your part to really do well and really prove yourself that you're worth the spot?
Yeah, I think that was also being the youngest one in that environment too when I first came in, because I never really expected it. I never like trained with the team. I remember just getting an email one day, and that was probably like one of the best days of my career so far. It's very intense training there, which I thoroughly enjoy, and I think that is what helps me, like, so I can prove that I do deserve to be there. Obviously there's lots of experienced girls there, older girls that like are paving the way, even the younger ones, like all the young ones, we're competing with each other, but at the same time we're still supporting each other.
And you're playing defender, isn't it?
Yeah, so mostly right back, center back. Being a defender is very intimidating because, you know, one slip up can lead to a goal, and it's a very mentally tough position, especially if you're playing a bad game. But I think I'm confident within myself to be a strong defender, even if I'm coming up against big, older, more experienced attackers.
Who comes with you during your matches, mom or dad?
Well, dad mostly. He's more of the football fanatic, but mom definitely comes when she can. And when she's there, she definitely makes it known that she's there. She's always very loud, very supportive. So you'll always hear her.
As most Philippine moms would be.
Yeah, she usually brings the like aunties as well. They're usually there supporting too.
How important is that to be like the support of your parents, especially your mom, even if she's not really into sports or into football?
Family is a very important thing to me. I think it's gotten me to where I am today. I'm very close with all my siblings, all my parents. And I think just the way that they've raised me, in like being confident within myself, always going for my dreams, you know, dreaming big, I think that has played a very important role in my career and just in my life in general. And I think especially knowing mum, sometimes she doesn't understand everything that's going on, but she does try her best. She would just support, even if she doesn't know what's going on, she would just make sure she sees where I am, who I'm playing for, and make sure to support that.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
What Filipino values do you bring with you when you're in the field out playing?
Filipino values, I think all Filipinos are very strong, very independent, and I think they're very loud. I'm a very vocal player.
Yeah.
I think Filipinos, we tend to be very outgoing, and I think that definitely shows in my personality. I'm a very outgoing person. On the field, I'm very confident, and I make sure, you know, I always like stand up for myself.
What's your ultimate goal? I mean, you've signed with Sydney FC, but is this the career that you want to take into?
This is definitely a big part of my career, but I would love to, you know, play overseas one day, hopefully go England, Spain, just somewhere overseas, play for a big club, and then hopefully play for the Matildas one day.
So does it mean that your mom is not putting any pressure on you to do your studies? I mean, she's open for you to take sports as a career.
They're very open to me taking sport as a career, but that doesn't mean they're not on me about getting my schoolwork done. I think my parents are very set on me finishing year 12, getting my HSC done, which I think is very important too. And I think uni will always still be an option if I want to go there, if I find something I want to pursue there. I think they'll definitely encourage that.
Yeah, I asked that because for most Filipino parents, they would, I mean, at least for the parents and for us who grew up in the Philippines, we would be usually encouraged by our parents to take this sort of profession, either nursing or engineering. So yeah. There's no pressure like that for you.
No, I don't think they've ever put that pressure on me. I have, you know, all my cousins, lots of cousins that are in nursing, that take their academics very seriously. But I think that just hasn't always been like something that's been put onto me.
Lastly, Ruby, I know that it's still a long way to be in a national team. I mean, there's a lot of matches that you have to still play. But what do you hope for yourself and in your football journey?
Firstly, I want to just be getting, you know, game time in the A-League, slowly just keep earning my spot there. And then I really would like to be like in the first national team, whether that be, you know, for Australia or for the Philippines. Right now it'd be most likely Australia because that's kind of where I'm living, but I would be happy to represent both as I'm so proud to be both.
Any tips for those girls or kids who are playing football right now?
Keep doing it, you know, but make sure you're having fun. I think having fun is the most important thing. I'm still enjoying my football so much. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't love it and if I didn't think it was the most fun thing ever. And I think if you really stick to it and if you work hard, results will come, even if you don't think they will.
Thank you so much, Ruby Sullivan, and all the best for your football journey.
Thank you so much.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.